Mr. Dreamy, the kind of man every woman wants. Hot, sweet, attentive, and even has his life together. Ooh, but when the night falls, so does his mask. Come on, come on, you want it. Now do you. Come on, come on, and get it. Come on, come on, I want it. Only by me, your guy, you and why, no one else. Come on, come on, you want it. Come on, come on, and get it. Come on, come on, I want it. Only by me, your guy, you and why, no one else. Welcome back to Secret X Line, where we don't just spill tea, we uncork the whole damn bottle. And today, we're talking about a man who checks off every box. Fine as hell, has his shit together, makes good money, and chill. Zero controlling vibes. A walking green flag. Until something shifts. And just like that, you're no longer his girl. You're just some f***ing bitch he left on red. Let's get straight into it. I'm 32 and he's 28. We've been dating for almost 10 months now. From the start, he felt like everything I've ever looked for in a man. Good looking? Beyond. Literally my type to a T. I love that. He carries himself with this quiet confidence. Strong, but never overcompensating. He's driven, responsible, and never tries to control me or my time. And even with his packed schedule, he makes the effort to come see me. It's easy for me to be myself around him, and he makes me feel loved, just as I am. That's sweet. That's my type. That's my type. When we're together, it's peaceful. We rarely fight. It feels good. Easy. But there's just one thing that's been weighing on me, and it's his drinking. Okay, I don't know. If it's TMI, I don't care. It's my show. I'm very familiar with this. Let's just put it there. You know, like I've went through it myself. I've just had someone that actually, I this is just a very familiar topic and I know how to navigate through it. Let's just say that. Okay. Okay. Almost every night after work, he pours himself a drink. And it's not just a glass or two. It's the whole bottle. He drinks when we're out and when we're in, with company or without. When he's with me, he'll keep it chill. But the moment he goes back to his place alone, he drinks more. And here's the thing. Every weekend, and sometimes even weekdays, he's out drinking with his friends. I've tried to look past it because he still shows up, never misses work, never cancels on me, and he still makes time for me, no matter how much he drank the night before. But the moment he's out drinking with his friends, it's like I stop existing. He just disappears. No calls, no replies. I don't hear from him for hours. Sometimes, even until the next morning. I don't do that. And I know he's not cheating on me. Most of his friends are married. He told me they're just blowing off steam. From the start, I told him how much it bothered me. He said he just doesn't like being contacted when he's out. And cutting off his friends? That's not even on the table. They've been in his life forever. They're his childhood friends. He said it would feel like turning his back on them. And he didn't want them to see it that way. Then he added, I never once told you who you can or can't see. So why are you asking me to stop seeing mine? And honestly, he had a point. He's always respected my space, so I tried to respect his. But here's the part that's starting to break me. At least twice a month, he gets completely blackout drunk. And on those nights, he ghosts me. When I finally do hear back from him, he's still drunk, irritated. And he says things that hurt so bad, I can't even repeat them without crying. When he gets that drunk, he changes. He becomes mean, dismissive. He calls me names like, oh my God. He calls me names like fucking bitch, crazy whore, needy stalker, annoying. All the things that make me feel like a problem, just for caring. And in that moment, I feel so invisible. even worthless. It's like, I'm not his girlfriend anymore. I just become the outlet for whatever rage he can't hold anymore. And the worst part? He never remembers what he said or why he said it. That's fucking bullshit, okay? Never is way too much. Like once in a while, here and there. Never? No, I call bullshit. But let's keep going. But he always tries to make it up to me the next day. He goes out of his way, taking time out of his busy schedule to come see me, just to apologize in person and check on me. He's more attentive, more affectionate. He even brings me little things, small gifts, flowers, coffee, snacks. He shows me he really means it, not just with words, but with action. So I believe him. I know he's trying. I know he cares. I really, really love him. That's why I don't want to leave him. But I do feel like I'm losing myself in this relationship when he drinks. So what should I do? Let him enjoy his time with his friends and just wait for him to come back once he's sober? But I want to make sure he gets home safe. And yeah, I also want to know what he's up to through the night. Am I the red flag you talked about on your Instagram, using worry as an excuse to control him? Okay, pause. Pause. How the hell did I get here? Okay. I want to clear this up for you and anyone else listening real quick, okay? Wanting to know if he's safe, that is not controlling. Asking for basic communication when he's blacked out drunk and disappears overnight, that is not controlling, okay? That's human. That's care. And that's love. I really didn't think that, like, you'd link that and that, but you brought up something very important. Whew, Jess, what the f*** have you done? I'll circle back to this when we unpack it later, but no, just to be clear, no, you're not controlling, baby girl, okay? Let's continue. Like, what if he gets into a fight while he's out? What if something happens? I didn't realize I was doing that because I genuinely worry about him. Again, baby girl, you're not doing that. You're not controlling him. You're just loving him, okay? I've never seen him act like this with anyone else, but that's probably because he's never been blackout drunk around me or our mutual friends. The name calling, even though I know he doesn't mean it, is slowly destroying me. I'm torn. I don't know what to do anymore. But please, don't tell me to break up with him. I really don't want to. Can you please advise me on how to fix our relationship? You know what you're doing to me right now? It's like, you're giving me all these concerns and you're basically saying like, oh, I'm not going to listen to you, but give me advice. Oh my God. It's the, please don't tell me to break up with him. I really don't want to. Ooh. All right, baby girl, let's start here. You clearly love him. You clearly do. And okay, let me just sit with this for a little bit, okay? Okay, today's show's over. Done. Bye, guys. Okay. You clearly love him. And I believe he cares about you. I mean, he makes time for you, even with the busy schedule. He puts the effort into the apology. Just not enough. Regardless, he's making some kind of effort, right? So clearly, he wants to keep this relationship alive. I'm just going to say what I got to say. Love doesn't excuse harm. That's all I'm saying. Think about it like this. You take a vase and like smash it. And no matter how careful you are with it, gluing it back up, you can't put water back into a broken vase. So like what he's done to you is he took your pure little, you know, being And then he like smashed. Oh, I can't swear. He freaking smashed it. And then let's say, you know, his love is like water. His love is like water. And then he very carefully tries to put water into your vase. No matter how careful he is, it's still gonna spill somewhere, somehow. It's never gonna be the same. That's what I'm trying to get at, okay? Now, I know you said you don't want to hear just break up with him. Don't worry, baby girl. I'm not going to throw that at you. But what I am going to do is lay everything out. Because if you're going to fight for this relationship, you deserve to know exactly what you're fighting through. Okay? So let's start with the lighter topic. Ghosting during nights out. How do I put this nicely? Ghosting isn't space. It's abandonment. You said it yourself. Where is it? But the moment he's out drinking with his friends, it's like I stop existing. He might have his space, but you're left in panic. I've had my share of toxic phases. Okay, I spent my entire freaking 20s partying. There's nothing to hide, you know? I've done some questionable stuff. Ain't going lying. I'm very experienced in like going nuts outside, but I'd never ghosted my boyfriends or my girlfriends. You know why? Because I know they're freaking waiting for me at home. If you're gonna freaking go out and do whatever you want, then just be single. You can't be in a relationship and tell someone you need space and then just freaking ghost them for hours. And you said even overnight or whatever. Let's see. For hours, sometimes even until the next morning. No, that is not space. That is abandonment, okay? When someone repeatedly ghosts you, your brain stops trusting connection. You put it in there. And I know he's not cheating on me. Nobody asked, girl. That's where your brain's going when he's not contacting you for hours. You want to believe he's out with his buddies, but there's suspicion growing. And he's going to call you crazy for it because I'm just out with my friends. But again, when he repeatedly ghosts you, that's what your brain's doing. That's how you go from feeling secure in love to constantly bracing yourself for the next disappearance. So whether he's doing it intentionally or not, this is a form of manipulation because the ghost decides when you get access to them. So you're left waiting, wandering, shrinking, and all you're doing, girl, is expecting a simple, I'm out with my friends, talk later. Now, was that so hard? And ADHD, I do not text. You know, I am the worst texter. I freaking hate it. But the thing is, when I was with my boyfriend, I was out partying because I know I'm not a good texter. I'll be like, if you need something, babe, just call me. And if he calls, I freaking pick up. And if I don't, and this is the thing, when I go out and I know, like, I don't know, today I'm a little like feeling wild, then he has my girlfriend's numbers. And if he calls because I don't pick up, I don't call him freaking crazy. I should have picked up. But I'm sorry, dude. But you called Mandy, so that's, we're good. You know, that's how it works. That is relationship. This, like, I just don't want to be contacted when I'm out. Then be single. You wanting that simple, hey, I'm out with my friends, or we're running a little bit later, that isn't high maintenance. That's just basic respect in relationship. Okay? So the fact that you're made to feel guilty for needing it, that's a red flag. I'm sorry. And if y'all out there want to be like, oh, woman's chirp, 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 then go watch Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez talk show because, or whatever the show they were on, because Benny Blanco, he explains it so beautifully. There's a show, I don't know, just Google it. Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez were on a talk show together. And basically he just explains, he's like, oh yeah, like I'm out to this party, and then I go to this party, and then I go to this party, but it's just like a simple text saying, like, hey, babe, thinking of you. That is freaking emotional intelligence. I was surprised there's still men out there like that. Are you more famous than Benny Blanco? Are you more freaking busier than Benny Blanco? No? Then shut the fuck up and fucking text her back. Like, who the fuck are you to be like, oh, you want me to text you when I'm out? Oh my God. Oh, you're asking so much. No, baby. That's you just being immature and not emotionally intelligent. And just straight up manipulative. You know what? I don't even want to use the word manipulative, because that means like they're actually like smart to be manipulating you when they're just so not there to, you know, understand that what they're doing is hurting people. So I want to call these men emotionally unintelligent. These emotionally unintelligent men that try to gaslight, or woman, I'm sorry, or woman. And that ruin relationship for everybody, because this is traumatizing, yo. I have a big ass story about ghosting. Like this, do I want to go on to it now? Maybe I do. I might just kind of cut it out, but if you guys are staying for the live, you got some extra tea from Jess. I wonder how he's doing. Do I really care? Not really, because I don't know. I hope he's doing well, though. Anyways, now let's talk about what's fueling all of this. The drinking. I mentioned earlier, I'm very familiar in this territory because, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say this because it might hurt some people in my family if I say it, but it is in my family. So, you know, I've struggled watching it growing up, and then I've struggled with it myself. So I'm very, very familiar with alcoholism and anything that has to do with alcohol and what it does. Okay. So I think the very first thing is like, let's figure out if he's an alcoholic or not, because I think he is. I asked ChatGPT, what are some signs of alcoholism? And he gave me, I call him he, because like he's my zaddy GPT. We hang out every day. He's actually the closest thing I could call to a man in my life right now. Anyways, he said six things, okay? If you check off more than half of this box, you're an alcoholic, okay? So number one, blacks out or memory loss from drinking. Check. Number two, drinking alone often, especially daily. Check. Choosing alcohol over other responsibilities. Do I want to be nice or do I want to be spicy? Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to let you have this box unchecked because he does go to work. But I also want to check it off because what are other responsibilities? Because like, I feel like if you're in a relationship and your girlfriend is like, I really don't like it when you drink, then I do think as a boyfriend or a partner, you do have the responsibility to be like, I don't know, meet her in between. But I'm just going to be very nice today. Lucky you, bitch. I know why I'm nice. Because I know even if I don't give this to you, you're still an alcoholic. Number four, getting angry, aggressive, or emotionally abusive while drinking. Check. Number five, feeling guilty about drinking or needing to justify it. I don't know. He's making excuses in a sense where like, I can't do that to my friends. By the way, if they're married, what are their wives doing about it? I guess like their husbands don't come home like calling them like f***ers or whatever. So maybe the wives are okay with it. But like you, baby girl, I don't know. Do you really want to put up with that for the rest of your life? Because I can't. Anyways, I'm going to leave that unchecked. Even if I don't check off this one, he's already going to check off the next one. We're at 3 out of 5. So you're borderline alcoholic anyways, dude. And number six, trying to cut back but failing. Huh, a check. Because she said, when he's with me, he'll keep it chill. But the moment he goes back to his place alone, he drinks more. So I'm going to check that off. Check. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 4. 4 out of 6. He's way past casual. Yeah. That's early stage alcoholism, at least. And let me tell you this. Just because you're alcoholic doesn't mean you're non-functional. I've seen this within, you know, but they don't want to admit it. So they'll be like, one or two beers a day is an alcoholic because, like, I'm not getting drunk. Okay, so then why does not water, right? But they can't do that. So that is alcoholism, guys. It's not like, oh my God, I'm like f-ing drunk and like I'm like smashing thing all over the place. I mean, that's like really, really bad alcoholism. But like alcoholism in textbook or whatever you want to call it is just that. You can't stop drinking it. That's alcoholism. And he is one. I'm sorry, baby girl. Did we even need that checking box? I mean, I did it just to make sure that you are aware. But that blacking out, you said at least twice a month, he gets completely blackout drunk. I mean, I thought I had it bad, but out of my entire lifetime, I can literally count how many times I've blacked out. And it's not even five. And I've had my share of fun. So the fact that he's blacking out twice a month, that's very concerning. Because blacking out means his brain literally stops forming memories. That's full-on loss of control. So you're not in a relationship with him anymore. You're stuck in a relationship with whatever the version he shows up with that night. He told you he's just blowing off steam with his buddies. But the fact that he's drinking at least twice a month to a point he freaking blacks out, doesn't remember anything, that's not blowing off steam. Mm-mm. That's about numbing. Like, he's trying to numb something, baby girl. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you know what it is. I don't know if he knows what it is, because that's also a form of like coping mechanism. He's avoiding actually dealing with his emotions or whatever mess he has going on. And guess who's going to end up dealing with them instead? You, baby girl. You. Every time he blacks out, you're going to be left to pick up the pieces, because he's going to be like, oh my God, I don't remember. And then you're like, oh, well, this happened. And then you did this to me. I think he should go see a therapist, because therapy does help. When he's out blackout drunk at least twice a month, he completely ghosts you. And then when you finally get in touch with him, it's with insults. I'm sorry you had to hear. Can I tell you something? Those words, those aren't slips. That's disrespect. Drunk or not, that's verbal abuse. That's very uncalled for. Because all you did was like, hey, babe, are you home? I don't know about you, girl, but I don't think there ever will be an apology, at least in my dictionary, that erases the sting of being called a bitch, a crazy whore, a needy stalker, and annoying by someone who's supposed to love me. I can't do it. I can't let it go, because that is not love. Can I just say, there are studies to show that verbal abuse can escalate to physical abuse. Look it up if you don't trust me. If he's already having a hard time controlling what comes out of his mouth when he's drunk over the phone, calling you all these nasty names, imagine if you guys moved in together and you were home when he got home. There's all these unworked through anger or whatever is inside him, and it's one of those days, and you're there physically. Have you never thought about that? That's what really scares me, actually. That's my biggest concern. I know you said, don't break up. Let's just keep things positive. And I'm trying to do my best. But when they're drunk, it's literally just like that. Something just flips in them. It goes from this abuse to like abuse. Okay? Something to think about. And the thing is, girl, the hurtful things he says and the way he ghosts you, he doesn't feel it. You do. Because the dude doesn't remember. Oh, I don't remember anything. That just makes it so much easier for him to minimize all the hurtful things he's done to you. How convenient is it for him to not remember anything he said while he was drunk? A little too convenient, don't you think? I'm not saying that's all the time. Like, let's say he got blacked out drunk 10 times out of, actually, for 10 months, that's 20 times, baby girl. Huh. So let's say for the 20 times, you really don't think he remembers those 20 times he called you all those nasty names. And may I say something? I don't know if you guys only call, but I'm assuming not, because you said no calls, no texts. So clearly you guys are doing both call and text. And it's not like he's only going to swear on the phone. He's probably going to be like calling and texting, keeping the same tone of language. So like, how is it that he doesn't remember? Like, I don't know. I just feel like he's using, oh, I am so sorry, I don't remember, as an excuse to create a cycle without facing the consequences. He drinks, he explodes, he forgets, rinse and repeat. And forgetting the damage might work for him, but it's not working for you now, is it, baby girl? Because him forgetting is not undoing anything. I really don't believe when he says he doesn't remember. What a if you're 28 years old, grow some balls, at least have some decency to like own up to it. When he says, I was drunk, I didn't mean it, it's only half true. I say it's half true because I know that drunken words are often raw versions of thoughts that we usually keep hidden. It doesn't create new narratives. It just amplifies what was already under the surface. It could be frustration. It could be resentment. It could be insecurities. It could be sadness. It could, whatever it may be. And it might not be towards you per se, but it's there. And the words still come from somewhere. Okay. Sober thoughts wear filters. Drunk thoughts don't. It's like word vomit. Just comes out. I know exactly why he's saying, oh, I don't remember, is because as soon as he owns up, then that opens the door for conversation to be like, this is exactly why you need to stop drinking. But if he doesn't remember and there's nothing to own up to, he doesn't have to stop anything, right? If he intended those words for you or not, that still doesn't change the fact that he said it and you heard it and you felt it. And sure, he makes time for you the next day. Sure, the gestures of bringing gifts and showing more affection look like love, but is it love? Because where was he the moment you needed reassurance? When you were crying, when you were waiting, not knowing if he's safe, you've already told him how much it hurts you, how aggressive he gets, how much it breaks you down, and it's still happening. So if he continues to drink, would you feel safe in that relationship? Love isn't how hard he tries the next day. It's how he treats you in the moment when you need him. And to be 100% honest, I don't think he's trying at all. He's basically putting like flowers and like teddy bears, gifts in front of your eyes just so it blinds you, so you wouldn't see any shit that he's done, all the damage he's done. He can cover your eyes, but you still felt what you felt. I think I read it somewhere. Anyways, I'm going to share it with you. It's more important not to do what someone hates than to do what they like, because people remember what hurt them more than what pleased them. Your only concern with him is his drinking, not anything else. All you're asking ever is just one little thing. Don't drink where you get blackout and drunk, where you call me all those nasty names that I don't deserve. He can give you all these gifts and like shower you with all these extra attention, but he's not delivering that one thing you're asking. So is that really love? Is that really care? Is that really effort? I don't think so. Okay, now let's dig a little bit more about control versus worry, because it concerned me a little bit and I really don't want people to get the wrong idea. They're meant to help people, not for like innocent people to go in their heads and worry about stuff they have nothing to do with. So I think there is more people not recognize it that they're doing it versus people that actually recognizing it and doing it on purpose. Because if they recognize it and do it on purpose, that's sociopath, you know? So I really believe there's more emotionally unintelligent people out there than sociopaths. So let's talk about control versus worry. So control, the biggest distinction between control versus worry is control comes from power and dominance. So it's about ownership. It's not because I love you. It's because I need to have power over you. I need to have dominance over you. You need to listen to me. That's control. Worry comes from care, fear of their safety, love. You missing someone or you wanting to make sure they're okay, you coming from that perspective, that's not control at all. Okay? Because you said so yourself. You said, I genuinely worry about him. So no, girl, don't let him or don't let me or misunderstanding of my short reels to think that you are the toxic one. You're not. You are just a very caring person who's in love. And I mean, who wouldn't if he's your, I love that. He's literally your type to the T. You know, I don't blame you, Vibha girl. What he's doing right now is the nice guy manipulation. You should know if you've seen my reels. Like, he's not yelling. He's not storming out. But he is emotionally manipulating you. When you expressed a basic need, I worry when I don't hear from you. He's using that very nice guy approach, being like, I always understand your perspective, so why can't you see my side? Because my side doesn't require you to like listen to all these nasty names that you call me. That's not communication. That's deflection. That's emotional neglect, plain and simple. He's basically taking your care and then twisting it into accusation. That ain't a you problem, baby girl. That's a him problem. Maybe just give it back to him. You little f***ing blah, blah, blah. And see how he feels. And then be like, oh my God, I don't remember because I just choose not to remember. Try that and see if he loves it. Let me tell you, the more this continues on, the less you're going to feel safe to speak up around him. And eventually, you don't speak up. Just like how you're asking me right now, should I just stop texting him when he's out? Let him go out, have his fun? Am I the problem? Like, that's exactly what he wants, baby girl. You said something that really stopped me and I didn't like reading it because you said, I feel like losing myself. And I've been there before. And so it still hurts me to hear other people say it because I know how much it hurts to lose yourself, to be with someone. So I think that's the part we need to sit with. I do want to say, babe, true love, healthy love, isn't supposed to require self-erasure. If you have to dim your light to be loved by someone, what are you actually fighting for? That's not love. That's survival. You said in the beginning, it's easy for me to be myself around him, and he makes me feel loved just as I am. Is that really true? Or is that something you're telling yourself to keep this going? You are the one that's doing the emotional cleanup every time he spirals. Has he actually taken any steps towards that? What really matters? Not just like, here's a bouquet, here's a box of chocolates. Not that, but what actually hurts you, which is the name calling, the ghosting. You don't need to walk away if you're not ready. But something does need to change. I don't believe love should ever cost you your voice, your peace, your worth. You've asked me not to advise you to break up with him. So then you ask yourself, what would you say to your best friend if this was her? Is the version of him you fell for in the beginning still the one standing in front of you today? And is this truly the kind of love that you've dreamed of growing up? How many more pieces of yourself are you willing to give up before he decides to change? He's not going to change for you, baby girl. I think that's just a made up fairy tale that every girl wants to believe at one point in their lives. People don't change for others. They only change for themselves. And if he's not seeing the need to change, then he's not going to change. And it's also not your job to fix him. He's 28 for f*** sakes. You know, I really hope You've gotten a little bit more clarity on what you want in a relationship, and break up with him. I don't believe in ultimatums, because ultimatums, I feel like, are also a form of manipulation. But I don't know, maybe it's about time you gave one for yourself after all the things we went through today. Like, can you put up with that for the rest of your life? Because we ain't getting any younger, baby girl. You know, sure, he seems like a nice guy, but it's either he needs to recognize who he is when he's drunk. His recognition is first step to change, you know? Or break up with him. I'm kidding. Actually, I'm not really kidding, but I really hope you're safe. That's all I can say, okay? She should leave him, right? I'm kidding. That's all for this week, but next week, someone wrote in asking if they should call off their wedding. And baby, you already know how we've got a lot to unpack. Don't forget to hit follow, turn on the notifications, and subscribe. Because this is just the beginning. Until next time, exes, XOXO. Come on, you want it. No, dear. Come on, come on.